This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
So we shared information with you earlier on that after 3 years, a Washington, D.C. judge will hear the Department of Justice's potentially landmark antitrust case against Google. And the department alleges Google struck anti-competitive deals with Apple and other companies for prime placement of its search engine. While Google contends its dominant market share, they're saying that is a result of a superior product. We're talking this morning to social media legal consultant Lerato Ndwambi. Good morning, Lerato. How are you doing?
Good morning, Mpo. I'm well. And how are you?
Great. Thank you so much for joining us. Now, we are talking about this issue this morning. Talk to us about where this issue actually began and where we are right now.
So this issue actually began in 2020 when the Justice Department in the U.S. actually accused Google of illegally abusing its power as a monopoly to control the search engine business. So if you've noticed, if you own an Apple phone or you own an Android Samsung phone, you'd realize that your default search engine is always Google. So Google was actually paying, these device companies money to actually make them a default engine. It was also paying web browsers like Mozilla, which is controls Firefox, that every time you obviously log into your iPad or your iPhone or your Samsung Galaxy or whatever it is, your default search engine was always Google. So the other smaller search engines were actually concerned about this because they didn't have a share in the market. Basically, they weren't able to compete with Google because Google was now playing this game by obviously paying these companies lots of money for them to be the default search engine.
And, with what you're explaining right now, if someone is just, because if you, especially looking at this particular industry, right, if Google has been paying these amounts for them to get the upper hand, is it really a bad thing?
It is a bad thing because essentially that means that Google is the monopoly. That means that basically Google can dictate exactly what you see, what kind of articles you're looking for when you're doing research. There's essentially no innovation in terms of finding other sources of search engines and other information that could be filtered out. Essentially, Google controlling 90% of the search engines is a bad thing because obviously we want other competitors to also bring innovative things and also to be able to protect data information. So obviously Google is dominant because of the collection of data about their consumers, which makes their search engines better. I mean, if you look at Google products, you've got your YouTube, you've got Google Maps, you've got Gmail. So all that information they use to actually make your user experience better, but it means that they're taking a lot of information from consumers. When you have other search engines which actually provide minimum invasion of your personal data and information by providing an anonymous search engine, for example. So it is a bad thing because we should be offered those other search engines where you can pick which one you actually want to be your default, not just picking Google because it's going to have Google Maps and all the other things, but there are certain people who want to be able to search online without their information obviously being data mined.
This sounds like a great place to start, but with the answer you gave just now, I'm thinking then that it goes even deeper than that. It sounds like it's actually going to be a data battle or a data battle, because if they have,
absolutely.
You know what I mean? Because I have also tried in the past to use other search engines, and I've just found them wanting. But then now with what you're explaining, it goes down to the issue of data, and that's where the problem is going to be.
You know what I'm also
absolutely,
a little...
And there is,
yeah, you know what I'm also, sorry, Lerato, sorry. You know what I'm also a little worried about, and I think maybe you should include that in your response, how this will affect all of us if they lose the case to the U.S. government. I mean, if I remember correctly, during the time that President Donald Trump was in charge, him and his administration, they had, beef with Huawei, and they decided to cut all ties with China because they believed that they were spying on their country. And mm-hmm. as a result, mm-hmm. people who have Huawei's right now, there are some, you know, services or there are some applications that they're not able to download which are available on Google Play because there's no longer Google Play on their operating system. So the Harmony OS now has to run independently, and everybody else that uses a Huawei cannot get access to those because of the sanctions that have been put by Trump's administration. Mm. Are we going to experience the same suffering?
So I think it will definitely, I mean, the ruling, the judge already ruled that Google's behavior is obviously illegal. The ruling didn't come with obvious sanctions of actually what's going to happen. But what we do expect is that obviously the ruling and the sanctions that will come will reshape obviously how Google does its business and obviously collecting data. It will also change how we use the internet and obviously search for information. I think it will obviously encourage innovation by obviously forcing Google to change or restructure their business practices in terms of giving other competitors a chance to obviously use use other search engines that become available so that it's not just a default. But I think that it's not going to really affect us too much because there are other options available, but we didn't know about them because Google was always a default because it was obviously in bed with Apple and Samsung. So I think the ruling, obviously Google plans to now appeal this ruling, and obviously we will have to wait for the appeal process before the trial actually on the remedies and the sanctions that the judge will obviously offer or bring down. So we have to obviously wait for that process to happen. So I think there is still a bit of a long way because of the appeal. So an appeal means that obviously this judgment, nothing is going to happen until they win. And if maybe Google wins, then they'll obviously keep the position. If they lose, that's when we'll obviously see the change. They might face a fine. There might be a direction to restructure the business practices to give other people a slice of the cake as well.
Thank you so much, Lerato. That's social media legal consultant, Lerato Ndwambe.
But we need to be honest. Some of the search engines are really popular, man. Like, you know, when you check out Firefox or Microsoft Edge.
Data. Google, if they have data and monopolizes it, it's a problem.
It's not make sure.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.